In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. The hottest internet radio station. Radio.
Listen up. The views and opinions of this radio show and podcast are prepared and provided by Philip D. Blackman in his personal capacity. The opinions expressed in this show are my own, and they do not reflect the view of this radio station, broadcasting platform, or any organization Philip D. Blackman is a member of. The material and information presented in this broadcast is for general information purposes only. Any and all media presented are the property of their respective owners, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service. Let's get started. Happy Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday. Hope this video finds you all happy, well, and blessed. Wherever you are listening to the Philip D. Blackman Show, guys, welcome to another episode of the Philip D. Blackman Show. I'm your host, Philip D. Blackman, and welcome to the fastest hour in radio. In a world where we're constantly looking for positivity and change, man, I have finally found it. We got a very remarkable guest tonight. Kim Ling Ling is providing that positivity with her concept of Nuggets of Hope, man. It's changing the world one interaction at a time. And, man, as we bring her on, it is remarkable just how cool this is. Guys, you're going to want to stick around. You're going to want to catch this episode because it is just a simple act of such a small gesture can actually change someone's life. And tonight, Kim's going to tell us about it. She's a former military veteran. She's a published author. She's a successful podcaster with Let Fear Bounce, The Right Stuff. She's a powerful speaker. She's got a remarkable outlook, and she's going to be teaching us all how to join in on her campaign to spread faith, hope, and love through her creation of Nuggets of Hope. Guys, if you're joining me all across About Face Radio, IPM Nation, Raw Talk Online, guys, thank you all so much. For those of you who are watching me on social media land, hey, we are live and in charge right now on Facebook. We're live on YouTube as well as at LinkedIn at the Philip D. Blackman Show. And of course, if you're Twitter Space or Twitch, then you can just type in the PDB Show and you'll find us. So if you want to leave a comment, if you want to participate in the show in any way, guys, I highly encourage it. This is going to be the one where you're going to want to ask questions. So jump on those social media platforms, shoot us a message, guys, and we will put your comments up on the screen like this right here. If you have questions for our guests or if you have questions for ourselves or at any time, guys, if you want to call the show at 409-245-9753 is the number. You can call or text. Again, to my listeners across the airwaves, that's 409-245-9753. Again, to all my listeners across the nation around the globe, thank you so much for joining me for episode number 317, Nuggets of Hope. All right, guys, here we go. I'm ready for it, right? So Kim Ling Ling, man, she's been writing, as I understand, since 2004. Now, I'm going to read you her bio verbatim because who can write her story better? But in here, she says, Kim's been writing since 2004, showcasing her faith, nature, love of rescue animals, living with post-traumatic stress disorder, and what she calls her, quote, wonky diabetes. Now, that we're probably going to start that one, Kim. I'm throwing it out there. That's where we're starting. She says that she is a lead author. All right. And then for those of you who don't know, I mean, she is a lead author and coordinator of a collaborative 3-book series titled When Grace Found Me and her newest release, When Hope Found Me. Guys, you can find all of these books through Amazon. I want to say Kindle gives it to you for nothing. If you want to buy it outright, I think it's $5. We'll ask her here in a moment. And then, of course, When Grace Found Me is her latest release. So When Hope Found Me, she's the host of her podcast, Let Fear Bounce, the host of The Right Stuff, the author's voice TV show on Believing Your Dreams TV network. She regularly shares her journey and how she navigates through all the tough days and how she turns dark moments into pieces of light. And, of course, tosses them into the world as a nugget of hope for others. Man, this is it's beautiful, man. I love this whole idea, guys. I'm telling you. She says that when she's not doing everything else, running 100,000 miles an hour, ladies and gentlemen, she's taking her coffee breaks, walking in nature with her trusty rescue dog, Dexter, and chatting with the critters living in her realm, gathering ideas for other stories waiting to be written. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Kim Linling. How are you, ma'am? Well, we got to make sure we treat you right and give you the right kind of applause.
I am doing great.
Well, that is awesome. Kim, all right, first and foremost, I said we'd probably start somewhere else when we was talking backstage, but your wonky diabetes, man, I've heard it called lots of things in life, but wonky diabetes is one of them I've never heard. Clever, help me out. Help me understand.
Well, I have an uncommon form of diabetes, and I became very, very ill. And they couldn't figure out why for about a year. And then they came up with, well, we think you may have diabetes. So I was treated as a type 2. I just kept getting sicker and sicker. They had to dig deeper and deeper into blood work. And I don't know how many tests I had done. And they finally came up with that I have LADA diabetes, which is LADA-diabetes. It's not very common. And there's really no set treatment for it. So now I'm insulin dependent and, you know, I had to change my whole life around that. So it's been an interesting journey. So I call it wonky because my blood sugar is so dang wonky every day and there's nothing you can do about it. So.
All right. Well, hey, then thank you for satisfying my nosy question there. That was, I don't know, just your outlook. I mean, we've only spoke a couple of times. All right. So guys, real quick, Kim is actually, for those of you who are listening on About Face Radio right now and watching across the waves, even in our podcast, Kim is our latest contributor. She's going to be, besides that impressive resume of podcasting and writing books, she's actually coming over to About Face Radio. We're going to be carrying her show. She's made the decision to join this trusty cause because she believes in the mission of discussing mental health, discussing PTSD. Now, Kim, you and I've spoke about it, and we'll approach this one as you would like. So, your struggles with PTSD, how have you taken what you have gone through in your life and how do you take it and make it relatable, to someone who's not a veteran, you know, or to anyone?
Yeah, that's a good question. Everybody's journey is so different, you know, deal with things and emotional memory, which is like a big key component of post-traumatic stress. Those emotional memories or triggers, you can call them triggers if you like, they come slamming you out of nowhere at any given time. And that could be decades later. And, you know, I talk to people that have depression or anxiety and they're like, I can't make it through the day. I don't know how I'm going to make it through the day. And I'm so empathetic. I'm ridiculously empathetic. And it's like, it's a visceral thing. I can feel how badly they hurt. And I just, you know, a lot of times you don't have to say anything to anybody. And I have found this to be true more than not. You just need to be present and listen. I'm no counselor. I'm no doctor. But there's so often, and I'm going to include myself in this because I live with post-traumatic stress, which includes, you know, all those fun little things of stress, anxiety, horrible sleep, you know, not eating right, edginess, situational awareness all the time. When that's kicking in, I know how that feels. And so if someone else is sitting on the edge of an anxiety attack, I literally put my hand out and say, let's just sit. Let's just sit. And a lot of times, just that quiet, gentle nearness can help someone to start breathing regularly. You know, again, because I don't know if you have anxiety attacks. I had one yesterday at church. God bless me. Huh?
Right.
And it was, it was tough. It was tough. And so for me personally, when it hits me, because when they hit me, it hits me. I hadn't walked into the sanctuary part yet. So I was still out in the lobby where the windows are. I went to a window. And for me personally, in my brain, I say, all right, Kim, you're going to breathe. You're going to get through this. What do you see right now? And I try and tick off my five senses. What do you see? I see a tree. What do you smell? I smell that lady's perfume. What do you feel? I can feel my coat right now. I do that. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you feel? What do you taste? Oh, I can still taste the gum I just threw out before I got out of my car. So it refocuses me, you know, okay. And then I can start breathing again. But that's what I do for myself. And I have shared that, you know, with a lot of folks. And I'll say, if I'm sitting with them, I'll be like, what do you hear? What is it you can hear right now? Mm-hmm. And you just, you know, just being present.
Yeah.
Is huge.
You know, I love the fact that you say that, because I talk about, you know, I've spoke a lot, especially mental health, and that's kind of my coaching mechanism. Like, hey, you know, refocus, you know, because right now, you know, and like case in point, like Rob Williams, he's our fearless leader of About Face. He says, every time my phone rings, it's Phil. I have PTSD. Well, one of the things that I tell people, you know, look, if you feel that moment coming, I always tell people, man, you know, focus on things that you can control. Focus on the things that you know, because depression, PTSD, anxiety, golly, man, your mind just kind of creates it and it makes it worse and worse. So, and you know, as an example, I did this to my wife, and every time I do it, she gets mad at me. Well, not really, but I always tell her, like, Tammy, what did your left earlobe feel like right now? And she's like, oh, okay, I see what you did there, right? So whatever she was thinking about, now she's thinking about her left earlobe, something very, very pointless, but the idea is to take her mind off of whatever it is. So is it kind of the same kind, you're kind of playing with the mind to re-etch a sketch it to focus on something? Is that why you choose the five senses?
Yeah, it changes your neuro pathways, if you want to be scientific about it. But I mean, that's literally what it does. You know, if you're changing your focus, just like you know, the example you just used, that's what works for me. Now, there's all kinds of stuff throughout the years that I've learned from, you know, going to counseling. And I'm not ashamed to say that I, you know, I still see it and talk to a counselor. And I've learned an awful lot, because I'm a huge advocate for veterans in what spare time I have, and have been a huge advocate for veterans for 25 years now. So I talk to a lot of veterans, especially those that are homeless or soon to be homeless. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's due to some mental illness of some sort that plays a big part. So you had to learn quickly, you know, your boots on the ground with these people. And I'm not going to ever sit there and think or act like I'm better than someone, because there, but for the grace of God, go I. One catastrophe away, most of us are from being homeless. And so, you know, when I learned very quickly, when I'm, you know, trying to help these folks and trying to talk to them, that listening and that trying to refocus in a very gentle way, mm-hmm. trying to get someone to refocus. So, yeah, there's all kinds of different ways. There's a lot of really cool things to do, but that would take a whole nother hour show.
Mm-hmm. So in your journey, you know, as a, And you know, we'll say you're a guide, you know, you're someone, you know, you're not a counselor, you're not a doctor, you're someone who just has a plethora of experience. And from the little bit that I got to see, your book, When Grace Found Me, all right, that seems like it kind of sets the stage, right, for you just kind of giving your life back.
Yeah, that came about. It's funny because it was a hot August afternoon and I was sitting on my back deck. Now, and I am a person of faith. I am a Christian. So I was sitting on my back deck and it was very, very warm. And it was just one of those moments where, and I know everyone has had them, it's so peaceful and you're just so at one with everything in that moment. It's just so peaceful. And I remember taking a deep breath and just thinking, oh, thank you, God, for such an absolutely peaceful day and a peaceful moment. And then, now this is where people might think I'm crazy, and that's okay. You can think what you like. My backyard, my view, and I live in the country, so I have a big yard and then trees and fields. My view turned into a black and white picture. You know those old black and white movie reel, kind of like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where you see the grayscale inside it.
So that's what my yes, those old reels, you know, those old movie reels. So that's what my, and it lasted for probably 3 seconds or less, but that's what my whole view was. And within it was a young lady on her knees with her head in her hands sobbing. And you could just feel, you could feel the pain coming out of that. And then it was gone. And I was stunned. You know, I had goosebumps. All my hair was standing up. And I went, if that was you, God, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with that. And then I heard a whisper, a very, very, very soft whisper. It's the words were, there are stories to be told.
Mm.
I got mad and said, I've already shared my story. I don't want to do it again. It's too hard. Why are you asking me this? And I just sat there and I'm like, I just yelled at God. You know? And then it was a couple minutes later in that little really soft, soft whisper, there are stories to be told. And I sat there and went, oh, stories with an S. Not mine.
Mm.
And that's how that came about. I just sat there and went, so I'm supposed to ask people to share their stories, the stories that are hard, the stories that hurt, the stories that make you cry. I'm supposed to ask people to do that. And then I realized why that vision picture was given to me, because that was me. That was me.
Wow.
15 years ago. And then I just started crying and went, okay, I'm sorry, God. Okay, I'll do this. I don't know how, but I'll do it. And I didn't know how. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have a publisher. I knew nothing. And so I, but everything came into place. Within 2 weeks, I had over 60 that wanted to participate. I went, oh my goodness, this is three books instead of one now. So it just kind of, and we published all of them within a 12-month period. It was amazing. It was amazing. And really a learning experience and a humbling, very humbling experience.
Oh man, I can't imagine. You know, I call those like the aha moments, right? Those moments in life where you're like, you know, it's almost, I don't want to say like an out of body, but it kind of is, you know, because that realization that you're like, man, I have this drive. I'm supposed to be doing something. And I think Laura Harlow here in the chat, she hits it. She says, how wonderful. You are a vessel, an angel on earth. And then she says, but it worked out. It always does. Tammy says that was a powerful realization. And of course, you're a Christian. Amen. Right. So we got a lot of, you know, we got a lot of faith-based, a lot of like thinkers in here. So when you went through, when you was going through all three volumes, how did you, you know, how do you approach that? You know, how do you walk up and go, hey, so I'm writing a book and I want to hear some really depressing shit, right? Can you help me out? No, that ain't what you did, but how do you breach that door to ask someone, hey,
I know, but that's what you think in your head.
Yeah. So I mean, because all of these are real life stories of women on Earth, and again, here on Amazon. Go ahead. I think we're having a connectivity issue. Uh-oh, Kim, can you hear me? Oh, no. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, but I'm beginning to think that we've having some technical issues.
I can hear you.
There she is. Okay. Yeah, I'm having a little bit of delay. All right, so Kim, when Grace found me, Real Life Stories of Women on Earth, how did you manage to come up with enough material for three books? Boy, this is live radio right here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so you know what? Let's all right, so Kim, what we're going to do because we are having I don't know if our audio, I don't know what it sounds like on your guys' end, but Kim, has our audio squared itself away? Has it caught up yet? And it doesn't.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can now. Yes. All right, so how did you come up with these three books? That's the question.
All right. Those three books, I had reached out to a few women that I knew personally and just said, I know that you have a story. Is this something that you feel you could share with the world? And actually, everyone said yes. There was not a single person. And I just asked three or four. And from there, it snowballed. And then people started coming to me and saying, do you still have room to be in the book? Wow. And it just snowballed. And it ended up being three books instead of the one that I had initially planned. So it was a God thing.
My goodness. Okay, so after When Grace Found Me, is that when you wrote When Hope Found Me, the next one in the series?
Yeah, that was another day where I was given, I call it nudged. When Hope Found Me came about the same time when my idea for Nuggets of Hope came along. That's why there's a little nugget on the cover there, my little stone going into the water, causing the ripple, you know. That's how the cover of that book came about and how Nuggets of Hope came about. And I wanted to go with the whole theme of, you know, when Grace found me and then when Hope found me. Because a lot of times when you're looking for hope, it's when you're lost.
Mm-hmm. Preach it now. All right. So we've covered your author, right? You know, so far you've got these wonderful books. Again, guys, you can find them on Amazon. Or, you know what? Hey, let's go ahead and plug it now, right? So all you have to do, guys, just another plug for my guest, is go to her website. Now, her website is kimlinlingauthor.com. Now, what I'll do here is I will put this up here on the screen for you guys. So, guys, if you'll go to her website provides pretty much everything that you'll want to know, pretty much everything you want to know about her as far as how to get her books. So I want to go over here to the, you know, for your services. All right, so here's the list of services that you have is... you are a writer, you know, by trade. We see that one. So I see right here the first one, you know, your podcast, how you and I first got linked up was the podcast of Let Fear Bounce, right? So how did Let Fear Bounce, how did that come into play? What was the message or the ideology behind this?
I had just lost my job and I was really pissed off.
That's a good motivator.
It was my background is sales and marketing. I did that for 25 years, and it was right at the very beginning of the pandemic, that first shutdown where like the world shut its doors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my job at the time was I was an outside salesperson. I was the director of sales for a manufacturing company. So I was on the road all the time. Well, when the doors shut, there was no place for me to go, and said, you know, hey, we don't know how long this is going to last. And it was all amicable. Mm. You know, I mean, there was, and I knew it was coming, but nonetheless, I lost my job, and I hadn't been in the position for a very, very long time to be jobless. And so I went home and went, you know, okay. And there were a lot of other personal issues going on too. And this whole wonky diabetes was just kicking in really nicely. Then there was a lot of stressors going on. Looking back, I can see it all happened the way it was supposed to, but you do get mad. So I told myself, all right, Kim, 24 hours, be angry, go outside, yell, scream, kick a tree, whatever it is you need to do, 24 hours. Then after that, you're going to pull up your big girl panties and we're going to figure out something. And the one thing I knew I did not want to do was look for another corporate job. I wasn't going to update my resume and I wasn't going to start sending it out anymore. I just thought, you know, I've reached a certain season of my life mm-hmm. where what am I good at? What am I passionate about? And what do I want to do? And let's make something happen. So that's what I decided. That's a risky thing to do, mm-hmm. but I just said, pull up your big girl pants, Kim. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make it work. So that's what I've been doing for the last 2.5 years, but Let Fear Bounce came out of that because I'm sitting there going, the world is filled with fear right now. I mean, at that time, and I'm sure everybody remembers, you couldn't turn on the radio, the television, you couldn't even walk out your door without people fearful mm-hmm. of everything and everyone. It reached epic proportions. And I sat there and went, no, absolutely not. That is not landing on me. No, I will not let fear land on me. And I was literally saying that out loud. Well, my dog was listening to me. So I was constantly saying to my dog, we're not letting this land, buddy. We're not land. And then I realized, oh, we're not letting it land. We're going to let it bounce.
Nice.
And so let fear bounce. That's how it came about.
I love it. All right, so moving on. So the right stuff, so it's WRITE stuff, television show. So you've taken your books, you've went to a Let Fear Bounce podcast, and it kind of morphed over in. Is that true? Am I getting it right? It morphed into the Right Stuff television show?
Yes. I was through my podcast, and just like you, I'm sure, I've met hundreds of amazing people over the past 3 years. And I was a guest on someone else's show. And at the end of it, we're talking off mic. And she says, you know, hey, I'm a part of this brand new television network that's going to be online streaming. And they're looking for dynamic people with great stories. And, you know, is that something you'd be interested in and having a television show? And I went,
wow.
Television show. You know,
right.
I'm just getting into this podcasting gig, you know? So I thought about it for a few days and then I reached out to the CEO and had a chit chat. And she said, what kind of show would you want? And I said, well, I'm an author. I've met amazing authors through my podcast. I would love to have a show that's literally nothing but authors. So that's what I did. I called it The Right Stuff, The Author's Voice. And they come on, it's a half hour show. They come on and they share their writing journey and why they started writing and what they write. And like, you know, or author. Mm-hmm. I'm fascinated by those people because I'll be like, how does your brain come up with that scary, awful stuff? You know, so it's just, it's great fun. And I've met amazing people. I've met amazing authors. And so that kind of all came from Let Fear Bounce. You know, it just kind of rolled the way it was supposed to.
You know, I tell people all the time, look, no matter what you're going through in life, you know, there are no mistakes. You know, there are no accidents. Everything happens for a reason. And I know it sounds so cliche, but whether it be, you know, a course correcting measure, or maybe it's just something to teach us a lesson, Everything happens for a reason, and for you to be able to just kind of take your story and just how it just has guided you along this path of just help. You know, Laura Harlow, she says she loves your quote, "Let's spread hope like confetti." That is, I think she's going to put that on a bumper mm-hmm. sticker somewhere, right? Because that is, she says, I love that. Which brings me to, you know, talking about, let's spread hope like confetti, which brings me to why I wanted you on my show, Nuggets of Hope. I don't even want to try to contaminate the story. Nuggets of Hope. What is the thought process? How did you create it? And what do you do? That's a lot to answer.
For a year, the word hope was everywhere for me. Literally, I would hear it in songs. I would see it on a billboard. It would be in the news, see it online. And it was always as if, and I hadn't shared this part, but it's always as if no matter where the word was, it kind of like shined just a little brighter. And it was everywhere, literally for a year. And everywhere I'd turn, I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? Am I supposed to do something with this? And I would say it out loud. I would get, yes. And I'm like, that's it. Yes. So pardon me. The word was everywhere. And then I realized that I was supposed to do something with it. And I'm like, well, hope, what do I do with hope? How can I give hope to somebody else? And initially I had these little cards that, you know, that say, they're literally like the size of business cards. And they just say, you're awesome. You're a rock star, you know, stuff like that. I had a few of those. And so when I was in the store, when I'm out in the store, I was tucking them in to places. Like I tucked it in with the mustard and I'd take it back and I'd tuck it in with the windshield wipers. And then I tucked it in like a package of underwear.
Oh, wow.
I was just tucking these little cards everywhere. And I was videotaping myself saying, I'm just taking these little nuggets of goodness and tossing them everywhere. But then I realized, you know, it's cool that these people, they're just going to find these cards and hopefully it'll make them smile and maybe it will give them something. But it wasn't saying hope. And I, in my head, it was like, okay, I'm supposed to do something with hope. So nugget kept popping in my head. Nugget. I'm supposed to toss nuggets of hope. So I got online, found some nuggets and got them. I don't know if you can see them. They're little stones with the word hope engraved in them. And I got a few and I started carrying them with me in my purse. And I have a nugget in a pocket of every coat I wear. I always have some in my car, in my purse. And I was out and about doing my errands. And all of a sudden it was a person just caught my attention. And it was like, bam, that person needs a nugget of hope. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to approach strangers.
Mm.
And that's when it hit me that that's what I was supposed to do. And that was outside my comfort zone. But here I am carrying these little nuggets with me. So I'm like, okay, God, I will approach this stranger. You know?
Ready,
so break. I just walked out. I walked up the first, it was an older woman, the first person I approached, and I walked up to her and I said, excuse me, ma'am, I just want to give you a nugget of hope today. And I just go like this and they open their hand and I gently lay it in. And then I just say, have a blessed day. And I walk away.
Mm.
I strongly feel that I am not supposed to stay and talk to them. It's not my business what's going on in their life, but it is my job to give them the little nugget because they need it.
Mm.
That's what I strongly, strongly feel in my heart. So I don't stay talk to them. And this woman just, you know, she looked down and said, oh, sweetie, thank you so much. And it was wonderful. And since then, that was about a year ago. I've been doing this more and more often. And so I carry more with me because I get a lot more people pointed out to me. I get this really strong feeling in my heart that person needs one. That person needs another. It was a few people ago. I've gotten tears. I've gotten laughter. I've gotten a couple looks that like, who are you, crazy woman? And mm-hmm. why are you trying to give me a rock? But they still take it.
So can you share the one guy that I was hoping are you going to tell us about the one guy? All right, please do that. Yeah. I was hoping you'd tell that story.
There was an older gentleman. And you could tell he was not having a good day. He was probably in his 80s. I would say at least in his early 80s. And I just kind of, you know, I looked up and went, and it was just, bam, he needs a nugget of hope. And I'm like, he didn't really look very approachable. But there I went. I just took a deep breath. I'm like, all right, Kim, come on. Deep breath. We can do it. So I would like to give you a nugget of hope. And he holds out his hand and I put it in his hand and he's down and he looks at me and goes, hope for what? And he was really angry. And I just stood there and I said, sir, it's hope for whatever it is that you need. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, what I need right now is to find this gosh darn, he used different words,
right?
Laundry or dish soap detergent. And so I said, well, I'll try and help you. So we're looking for this dish soap, whatever kind he was looking for. There's so much of it. I'm sure what he needed was there. He was just having a bad day. And he's like, I can't find it. So he just gets mad. And so he just turns and walks away. And I said, well, sir, have a blessed day. And he just kept on walking. You can hear him go, thanks. He was just not happy. He was really angry. And I stood there. I tossed up a little prayer, you know, a little prayer in my head, you know, Father God, be with him, give him some peace, whatever it is he needs. And as I'm finishing up my stuff in the grocery store and I'm getting out into my car and I'm sitting in my car, I get pretty emotional with these interactions afterwards. And I sat there and I thought, you know what? He's having a really crappy day. Maybe he's caring for an ill wife. Maybe his wife has Alzheimer's and he's just so damn tired. And he just needed to get that dish soap. He just needed to get to the grocery store and he's so damn tired. He can barely make it through the store. Now he has to go home and put all his stuff away and still take care of his wife. Who knows? You know, maybe he's ill himself. You know, maybe he has been given a terminal illness diagnosis, or maybe he's been really sick and he's trying to get better, but he's just so damn tired, you know? And so that's why I sat there and thought, and it was all these thoughts and these images that came in my head of just how tired he is. Mm-hmm. And when you're tired, you get cranky.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
You know, so he yelled at me in Walmart. Who cares? I gave him a nugget of hope. So he probably went home, got his stuff, drug it in the front porch, you know, up the porch and through, you know, through the door, dropped everything on the kitchen counter, cleaned out his pockets, threw it on that bowl or on the kitchen table. And he's just so dang tired. He just hurry up and gruffly put all his stuff away. And then maybe the next morning when he was getting up, grabbed all that stuff to put back in his pocket. And maybe he looked down and saw the nugget of hope.
Somebody and cares.
Maybe it changed. Yeah, maybe it changed his day, you know, and just like, wow, okay. I'm glad that lady approached me. You just don't know what someone's going through. And I firmly believe that if it wasn't that same day, it was the next day. And if it wasn't that day, it was the next day that he picked it up and it gave him a spark. It gave him a little bit of light. I firmly believe that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Kim Ling Ling from Nuggets of Hope, telling us her story about how she come up with this idea. If you'd like to talk to Kim, 409-245-9753, call or text. Guys, you got a lot of great comments. I want to hit them some right here. Laura Harlow says, in this area, people paint rocks with positive messages and leave them in public places. And there's a Facebook group where you can post where you find them. You can either keep them or you can leave them somewhere else for the next person. This is wonderful stuff. Tammy Blackman says, what a beautiful way to affect many beautiful. Laura goes on to say, yep, goodness gracious, this is wonderful. Hey, if it made him feel better, you were in the right place at the right time. So have you ever had, so you said so far that everybody you give these to, no one tells you no. Everybody takes them.
No.
Wow.
Without fail, they all just put their hand out.
Now, it makes you wonder.
Which surprises me. There was a gentleman.
You know, it makes you wonder, what do they think you're handing them?
Go ahead. I know. You know, the painted rocks that the one was mentioning, mm-hmm. they do that here too. And it's mostly kids. They paint rocks mm-hmm. and they'll leave them in parks or on a park bench or something. I find them all the time. I think they're wonderful. And they always, always make me smile. Always make me smile. I always pick it up and then I'll take it to a different place in the park and tuck it away so somebody else can find it. Yeah, those are awesome. Those painted rocks. Yeah.
So for your nuggets of hope, I mean, this is a really big thing. Is this something that you're going to consider maybe, I think something like this right here, this is something that I really believe everybody can get behind. I mean, Jesus Christ, there's rocks everywhere. Just go anywhere. You'll look down, find a rock, you know, write hope on it, whatever you want. Is this something that, you know, I can see this idea, this nuggets of hope, really, if enough people hear about it, I think enough people are going to just kind of recreate the butterfly effect for you, right? You're just one person giving a rock, but man, the ripple effect for everybody that hears this show and thinks it's a great idea, they're going to do it too. Is there a place where you can tell people to go get some of these things?
Well, I'm actually putting some, I was working on that today. I'm putting something together that folks can start their own, mm-hmm. you know, start their own nuggets of hope. But I was thinking, you know, someone asked me what I was most grateful for. And I said, I'm grateful for hope. Mm-hmm. And then I realized being grateful and being hopeful go together.
Yes, they do.
Those two words belong together. And so I'm putting a little package together of, it's a gratitude journal mm-hmm. and hope nuggets. And I want to put that together for folks and they can keep it or give it away, you know, or make your own. It doesn't have to be a rock. A nugget of hope could be a smile.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A nugget of hope can be just, like I said earlier, listening, sitting with someone and listening. It doesn't have to be a physical thing. You know, a lot of people I've talked to, they're like, well, what is it that I can do? And can I do this? I'm like, you can do whatever you want. Write hope on a piece of paper and make a whole bunch of little pieces of paper and give those to people when you're out and about. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a rock. It's just a nugget of hope. I call it a nugget of hope because that's what I want to call it. You know, right. But a hope can be anything. It could be a hug, could be a smile, could be a phone call, a card in the mail.
You know,
sitting with someone, taking someone out to coffee. That could be a nugget of hope.
You know, I got to tell you, Kim, I don't know how my audience is feeling listening to this. And we got a pretty good audience on the radio and through all of our social media platforms. I don't know if anybody else is picking this up, but this is very moving for me. And the reason why is because, you know, I've discussed mental health a lot on my shows. I've told my story to a lot of people. And as a matter of fact, I was doing an interview today with Brian Talley. And one of the things that we were talking about, because I made a decision one time, a selfish decision, and it's by the grace of God and God alone that I'm still here. You know, I lost all that hope. And one of the things that is so important that I think we all should remember no matter what we're doing. You know, my favorite line that I always tell people is you're more than your circumstances. Choose living over surviving, right? Because tomorrow's not guaranteed. Hope is one of those things that just pulls us all back together when we have nothing else left. Hope is the very last thing we let go of. But it's the most precious thing, you know, and I think the reason why it's the last thing we let go of, because it is a precious commodity. So if something as simple as like, you know, that whole movement you heard, like, I got your six, right? This is kind of, I feel like this nugget of hope is kind of like that version of I got your six. Like, hey, I know what it's like to suck. So here, just let you know, I'm sucking with you, right? I mean, this is such a way to let people know that you understand without really going into it. And then the style you do it, you just drop it off and walk away. I mean, have you ever had somebody pull you back like, no, come here, let's talk about this. Has that ever happened to you?
No. And I don't think it will. I feel very strongly that's how I'm supposed to do it. For me personally, that's how I'm supposed to do it. I've not had anyone, the feedback is, oh, well, the gentleman was really angry. Hope for what? You know, one gentleman, he was a Vietnam vet. I approached him in the parking lot and I'm like, I'm stalking this man. I'm like, geez. But I followed him to his car because I strongly believed that guy is supposed to have a nugget of hope. And he had he had his ball cap on, Vietnam vet, and I thank every vet that I see for their service. So I thanked him for his service. And I said, well, sir, I believe I'm supposed to be giving you a nugget of hope today. He holds out his hand. He takes it, shoves it in his pocket and says, thank you in a very pleasant way. And then turned his back on me. And I went, have a blessed day. And I turned and walked to my car. And as I'm walking away, I was a few feet away, I heard him say, oh. And I turned back and looked. He had pulled it out of his pocket and was looking down.
Oh, wow.
And I got in my car. I got in my car and just started crying. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know what his story is. And for whatever reason, that hearing him say, oh,
you touched his heart.
It just, oh gosh, it hit my heart. And I got in the car and I went, okay, God. Yeah, I see why you wanted me to keep following him. I get it. And I made a video. I made a little recording as I was sitting in the car, bawling my head off like I'm doing now. I made a recording and shared that, you know, on my social media saying, you know, just me giving out another nugget of hope. And the hope doesn't, oh, it's not only for the receiver, it's for the giver too.
Amen. Yeah. What a powerful story. See this right here. This is, you know, cause guys, I kind of got a sneak preview of the show before we, you know, when we were talking the other day and I heard some of these stories and I just felt it was so important to bring them to you because there are people out there, ladies and gentlemen, there are people out there. If you don't know, Kim Linling is a person who's bringing positivity. So when you are losing hope in humanity, know that somewhere out there, Kim is walking around with a pocket full of rocks, handing out nuggets of hope. You know, do you understand what that is? That is something that doesn't cost money. It doesn't even really hardly cost any time. It takes, what, 3 seconds of your day? Hey, I just want to give you a nugget of hope. Have a blessed day. Hell, if you want a high five or fist bump, do it. But this is positivity, and I love it. Laura says, talking about hope, she says, yeah, and hang on to it with both hands with all your might. Zach Clark in the chat says that where there is hope, there is faith. Where there is faith, there is opportunity for a better life. Laura Harlow says, oh, man, if you approached me, I would really need to talk to you. Well, Laura, I think she wouldn't talk to you because that kind of messes with the program, right? She's got to drop and walk away and let you work it out for yourself. Man, yeah. What a great segment. Yeah. So, Kim, this is the, Oh my God. Hang on. I see there's a comment coming in before we move to our next segment. Man, my wife is Tammy Blackman, and she says, "You are a true inspiration, Kim. Can we please see your angel wings?"
No, I'm no angel. No.
I figured you'd probably come out without that, but hey, but you know what? Even Satan was an angel, right? So we, you know, as long as we're better than Satan, we can still call ourselves angels. Yeah, okay?
You're right. All right. I like to say I have a halo. We all do at some point. At some point, we'll all have a crown.
Amen.
But mine's just a little crooked and a little tarnished. And every once in a while, I just have to go.
Right. Yeah. Well, Kim, if you would, we're going to go to single screen. I want you to stick around for this next segment. We talked about it earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, this has come to the point of our show where we take a special moment. We pause, we reflect, we honor, and we remember that we have brave men and women across the law enforcement spectrum. Men and women who are out on the streets right now as we speak, wherever you're listening to this show, if you're watching this show, no matter what you're doing, there are men and women out there on the street protecting your city streets while at the same time they're actively being protested against. They're actively being assaulted and hunted down because they chose a ministry that is their calling, and that calling is to serve something bigger than themselves. Last year in 2022, we lost 229 members of the law enforcement community. That means it's 229 families who are going through their very first year with their loved one not at the dinner table because their hero answered a call from their city, from their state, from their fellow citizens for someone to please step up into the role of protector of peace. And these heroes did that, ladies and gentlemen. We must never, ever forget their sacrifice away from their family, their special moments, their friends, their personal lives, and their willingness to risk their lives for a complete stranger. So this year in 2022, we have now lost 2 law enforcement officers so far. 2 officers in starting our third week. Here at the Philip D. Blackman Show, we're going to continue to honor our fallen men and women in the law enforcement community for every single show that we do, until people start highlighting these officers' sacrifice like they do that misunderstood criminal. This week, ladies and gentlemen, this is 2 officers in the same department within 3 weeks. We're going to take a moment and we're going to honor Riverside County, California, Sheriff's Department Deputy Darnell Calhoun in this segment, End of Watch.
The Philip D. Blackman Show proudly salutes Deputy Sheriff Darnell Calhoun, 30, of the Riverside County Sheriff's Department in California, who was shot and killed on January the 13th, 2023, while responding to a domestic violence call. Deputy Calhoun served Riverside County for 11 months, and he also had 2 years prior service with the San Diego Police Department. The Riverside Sheriff's Association said in a statement, "Deputy Calhoun was a leader in the community policing, believed in people and his ability to speak to the community with respect. Meet them where they are in life, try to understand their needs, and work together to find solutions to the issues they were facing." To Darnell, being a police officer in San Diego and a deputy in Riverside was about making a community a better and safer place for everyone. Our heart aches for the family, friends, and fellow deputies of Darnell Calhoun, and we ask everyone to take a moment to remember his selfless service. Deputy Calhoun is survived by his wife. On behalf of the Philip D. Blackman Show and a grateful nation, thank you for your service, Deputy Calhoun. Riverside County Deputy Sheriff Darnell Calhoun. End of watch, January the 13th, 2023. Rest in peace, Deputy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Officer Down Memorial page, a call taker heard the sounds of a struggle after an occupant of the home had called to report a child custody issue at the residence. Deputy Calhoun was the first deputy to arrive on the scene, and he was shot. Deputy Calhoun's backup arrived and discovered him wounded in the street. A second deputy became engaged in a shootout with the subject that wounded the man. Deputy Calhoun was transported to the Valley Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injuries. Our heartfelt thoughts and condolences go out to the family of Deputy Calhoun. And, of course, all the members that served with him. Guys, stick around. We're going to take about a minute and a half break, 90-second break, and we'll be back with you on the other side.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000 calorie salad.
Ah, caramba.
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep fried crunchy bowl.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie. You put the feast in fiesta.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on a boat with the man your man could smell like. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It's an oyster with two tickets to that thing you love. Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Anything is possible when your man smells like Old Spice and not a lady. I'm on a horse.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Episode number 317, Nuggets of Hope. Kim Ling Ling, ma'am, welcome back. Thank you so much for... Thank you so much for letting us take this little break, man. We always try to do the end of watch for every show, and I take the break because, you know, it stings a little bit, you know, when you consider the stories.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Kim,
understood.
We are wrapping up our show. I just wanted to take a moment in this segment, one final thing. What I'd like to do, Kim, is I would, you know, of course, first and foremost, I really think we need to promote you one more time. We need to make sure that we're doing it honestly and fairly. So first and foremost, her website, I'll make sure I pull this back up for all of you guys to go check her out. Go check out her website. She's got Kim Linling, which is LENGLINGAUTHOR.com. KimLinlingAuthor.com is her website. You can go. Now, can we go on here on this webpage and buy your books from here, or do we have to go through Amazon?
There's buttons where it pops you right where you need to go on my website to get the books. And also, you know, folks, I did want to toss out there, there's always opportunities if you have a story you want to share. And there's for you to share your story. I take care of that on my end. So there's always books coming up in the future. And there will be a second When Hope Founds Me. Coming up, another anthology. So I wanted to toss that out there. If anybody feels led that they have a story that, you know, they feel can help others, then go to my website and reach out. You can see everything that I'm doing on there. You can get the books, check out, you know, Let Fear Bounce, whatever. I'm kind of busy, so just hop on there and see what it is I'm doing.
So where can we listen to Let Fear Bounce? Where can we listen to your podcast? How often do you drop your episodes? How can we follow you?
It's on Wednesdays, and that's on Spotify, iTunes. It's on all the places that you can listen to podcasts on. I don't have that list running in my head. Spotify is the easiest for me because that's what I listen to podcasts on.
Mm-hmm.
So you can listen to it on that on Wednesdays. And television show, there is a subscription fee for that on online streaming. That's on the Believe Warriors app, if you were interested in watching the television show, which is The Right Stuff, The Author's Voice. And that's on Thursday nights. Those episodes drop on. So, yeah. And I look forward to having a show on this network. And guess what the show's going to be called?
I think I know. Is it Nuggets of Hope?
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Right, right. Well, hey, I deserve a round of applause for that because I got the right answer right. So Kim, so we also, yes, we are going to be carrying Kim's show Nuggets of Hope on About Face Radio once. We got a lot of scheduling going on. So once we get the schedule nailed down, the days and times that Kim wants to come aboard, we will be having her on probably this week, I'm guessing. So guys, she's going to be all over About Face Radio. She's going to be all over social media. We're going to promote the hell out of her. You do have a Facebook or a social media platform that we can find you at, right?
Yes. And it's, Let Fear Bounce has a Facebook page. The Right Stuff has a Facebook page. That's pretty much where the professional end of it is. Yes.
Okay. All right. So,
and I'm on LinkedIn as well.
So. Hey, we're going to get you broadcasting all of them. So Laura Harlow, as we wrap it up, Laura says that she has your page added to her favorites. My wife, Tammy, says that I would love to share a story with you sometime. Yes, Laura, it is Nuggets of Hope. Frank Graybars, yes, good vibes. That's great. Tammy says, what a great show. I really enjoyed the discussion. And Kim, this has been probably one of the most inspirational shows that I've had. And I cannot thank you enough for coming on. You're a remarkable guest. You interview well, and your story is amazing. You didn't let me down. Bravo, ma'am. I just, what a great concept. Nuggets of Hope. That is so, so amazing. I've got the fever. The only prescription is a nugget of hope, right? Not cowbell.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Kim,
I love that cowbell.
Right, right. That's, well, hey, you know, we're doing what we can, you know, Christopher Walken, you know, I got a fever and the only prescription is another cowbell. So guys, thank you so much for tuning into our show. This show presents a middle ground analysis, but to remain consistent in an inconvenient truth that so many people refuse to see. Everybody can use a nugget of hope, and it doesn't have to be anything physical. It can be anything, according to Kim. Whatever your nugget of hope, whatever your gift of goodness is, guys, pass it off. So until next time, thank you so much for your service and your patriotism to this country. Without our men and women in uniform, great America, our veteran community, great Americans like YOU, man, this country would be a very different place. Kim understands this as a veteran. She understands where this comes from. We're the only ones who stand between freedom and chaos. So don't let your dog tags dangle in the dirt. Stay on your feet and continue to fight that good fight against everything that's wrong. Whatever's going on in your life, I promise you, it will get better. So friends, if you love your freedom, thank a veteran. If you love your peace, thank a police officer. See a first responder. Give them a high five and a handshake. Kim, I'm going to give you the final word and we're going to sign off, ma'am. What do you got for them? What do you want to leave our crowd with?
Share hope wherever you can, folks, because it's a very dark world and we need to put a little more light into it.
Well said. Guys, my name is Philip Blackman. Catch me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. On behalf of Nuggets of Hope with Miss Kim Lin Ling, thank you so much, ma'am. Have a wonderful day, guys. We will see you this Wednesday. My name is Philip Blackman. That right there is Kim Steele. We're out of here. Thank you guys for joining me. What a show! Oh man! Get out there and share them nuggets of hope. Be the change you want to see in this world. My name is Philip Blackman. Y'all take care.